This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Now enter, dear listener, the dead of night in Wastefield 3. Creeping horrors and the cries of fallen policies linger fresh in the memory of the bloodied, battered Hendersonians. The weary, ashen visage of the old man passes slowly through the wasteland's breadth. Tending to the injured, overseeing fortifications, and offering a courageous word to the remnants of his band, for the first time in years, the old man feels the weight of his age pressing him further down towards the grave. He leans against a wall, appraising the ruins of the gullet. The solitary corridor to the outside world lies collapsed beneath a strategically dropped people mover. With a sigh, the old man turns to face his new battleground, a velvety sea of murk stretching out in every direction. For his efforts against the company, the weathered old dissident now finds himself rewarded with a vast morass of decay and human suffering. And all the while, he can hear the profane, unholy sound of the ant people tunneling. Tunneling ever closer behind the walls.
Old man!
Ah! Oh, sorry, Tim. I was lost in the ruckus of those damnable ants. That sound.
Like the inevitability of death.
Ow! Enough of that gobbledygook. We are going to make it.
You're right. I'm sorry about that. It's just I got beat up pretty bad by those ants. I think maybe when they kicked me across the room and snapped my cane and also re-broke my bad leg, well, maybe that took a little wind out of my sails.
Well, you've still got your heart, lad. That's the most important thing. Also, now, in lieu of a proper cane, you've got a really cool fire axe.
Great. Now I'm Heart Life's most dangerous invalid.
See? Things are looking up. Now, what did you need from me, son?
Oh, yeah, it's Archibald Funny Pants, sir. He's getting weird.
Good weird or bad weird?
Bad weird.
Take me to him.
He's over here in the control room.
Hello?
It's Archie.
Hey!
Archie.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, hey, Cat. Hey, Allison.
Hi.
Sorry to interrupt. How long has he been like this?
A while.
Mr. Funny Pants? How you doing there? I think his brain's broke.
It's the tunneling in the walls. It's putting everyone on edge.
A man's spirit is a fragile thing.
Well, fragile or not, this guy's bad for morale. That's why I tucked him away in here. Want me to knock him out?
Knock him out? Is everyone who's lost their marbles deserving of violence?
What? Mm? I didn't
mean... We're in the shit now, Debbie!
I'm Allison!
And you're up to your eyeballs in shit! You don't push your buddy down further. You teach him how to pull himself up.
I don't need a lecture, old man. I'm sorry.
I thought you were Allison. Now, what is this bibbidi-gibbet good at?
He's a radio celebrity.
The control room's got a radio, don't it?
It does.
Then power that thing up and put him on the air, man. There's gotta be someone out there listening for survivors.
That's actually a pretty good idea. Okay.
Oh, Archie! Archie! 2 minutes until air. Time to send a big SOS to all your fans upstairs.
What? My fans? But, where's my cue cards?
Oh, you'll do fine. Tim, stay with Archie. Find someone up there who can help us.
What if nobody came?
Then at least we tried. Allison, will you walk with me? How are we doing?
Half a dozen sick or injured and 13 able-bodied fighters left. Including yourself.
Weapons?
Count the blunt ones. You've got enough shovels for everybody.
What about the fortifications? Can we protect the wounded?
The sluice gates are completely sealed. We've repaired some barricades, but I don't get why we moved them around the incinerator chute. There's no telling which walls the ants have breached first, so why?
The ceiling.
What?
The ant people tunneling behind the side walls are just a diversion. The ceiling's our least defensible area. We've got no ranged weapons, and they know it.
You're giving them a lot of credit.
Are the mole people just stupid moles?
No.
Then why should these ant people be any different?
All right, so what do we do if they dig through the dome?
Pull the fight back to the incinerator chute. If we need to retreat, we can rappel down into the belly of the beast.
And be burned alive.
The heat's off. It's a balmy 77 degrees, and ants can't burrow through the steel walls.
Can they climb down them?
Oh, yes.
So either we die up here tonight or down there tomorrow morning. Great.
I may be old, Allison, but I plan to live as long as possible. And if I go today, I mean to take a mess of those bastards with me. It's what the Henderson would have done.
Neil's dead.
Not in our hearts.
Hey, it stopped. Whoa!
They broke it through the ceiling!
Oh God, they're huge!
They finally sent the soldiers.
Can we beat them?
We can, but it's like fighting a death disposal truck. You can't rely on brute strength. This opponent must be outwitted.
Outwit a truck, huh?
Trucks are dumb. And besides, I still have one trick up my sleeve. There's a cloud of methane gas built up in that dome.
Is it explosive?
Hell yes, it's explosive. Jack, fetch me my lighter.
It was smushed by the people mover.
Bindles. Everybody get behind the barricade. Yeah, what is it, Sully?
I think we should lock ourselves in the control room.
Not unless we absolutely have to. Mobility is of the utmost say. What you got in that pocket there?
Hey!
A magnesium flare? Where did you find this?
I've had it the whole time. I do a lot of tunnel exploration.
Well, we need it to blast the ass off some ants. Care to do the honors, dear?
No, I'll go help Tim and Archie with the radio.
Weird.
Good weird, though. Hook!
That's right!
Sorry! Everyone behind the barricades? Good! Fire in the hole! Yeah. Booyah!
He took out all three of them!
Hooray!
Do you think that did it?
No! The methane will burn up soon. Then they'll be back, and in greater numbers. Let's hope Tim has had some luck with the radio.
I repeat, this is Archibald Funnypants, policy number 2278 Delta 5, seeking immediate rescue from putrescible waste 3 in the north tunnel of the lavatorial sector.
Hey,
please
Sully.
Send help. Where the hell is everybody?
What channel are you on?
Street safe?
Try something else.
Like what? Custodial channel?
Good idea.
An historical house.
Nailed it.
Shut up.
Once again, any mole person or real person.
Hello? This is Archibald Funnypants to museum broadcaster. Can you hear me?
Archibald Funnypants?
I'm in a field of shit being attacked by giant ants. This is not a joke. I need you to send Street Safe to my location, pronto.
Well, I don't know anybody in Street Safe, but if you want some medical supplies, we might be able to burrow them over to you.
Burrow? Who is this?
I'm Sandy, the mole person.
Tim, you idiot, is a goddamn mole!
Hey! Do you want my help or not?
Give me that.
Yes, mole person Sandy, we're sorry, and we still want your help. Can you burrow over any weapons like guns or rocket launchers?
Let me check. Dr. Caligari, can I borrow your freeze ray?
What? No.
This is Dr. Emily Caligari. To whom am I speaking?
Clear Skies Tim, Dr. Ma'am.
What do you want with my freeze ray?
Ah!
Clear Skies? What's happening over there?
Oh no! The ants! They're pouring out of the ceiling! Everything's on fire up there, but they're still coming.
Holy.
They're holding on to each other, making some kind of giant ant ball.
Ants on the outside are shielding their sisters from the flames.
Great.
Now it's lowering down, real slow, like some kind of horrible obsidian. Oh.
They've landed.
Clear Skies, this is very important. Does your waste field have a pneumatic tube system for mail delivery?
Yes? I don't know. They're killing everybody.
We're ruined!
Is there anyone I can speak to down there with half a brain?
I gotta do something. You guys stay here, I'll be back.
You'll be slaughtered.
And I'll die saving my friends. Oh boy. To the death!
Out of my way!
No! Captain Allison?
Grayson, old man, move your asses!
Oh crap! Oh crap! Wait for me!
In! Now!
What are you guys doing here?
The giant ball of ants came down between us and the barricades.
Hello? It's rude to walk out in the middle of a conversation.
Terribly sorry, Doctor. This is Archibald Funnypants speaking.
Are you serious? I'm a huge fan.
Well, thank you, Doctor. You're obviously a person of fine taste and class.
Cut the schmoozing, Archie.
Right, sorry.
It's gonna break the door down.
Oh, you think?
Everyone up against that door. Hold it shut.
Hey, Doc, a little help would be great right now.
I think I have just the thing, Funny Pants, but it needs refinement. How much time can you buy me?
We're out of time. Help us.
You hear that?
Yes. Watch your pneumatic mail system.
What?
Too strong! And there's an army of them behind it!
We're doomed!
Well, friends, it's been weird.
Good weird or bad weird?
The best weird.
Ah! A head! What is it? Some sort of pressurized containment tube. Where?
What is that stuff?
It tastes like poison!
It smells like
it! It's in my eyes! Oh, Lord! It's in my eyes!
Drop and roll!
Toss it out the door, dummy! Hey! Hey, look!
They're leaving.
Yeah! And stay out, you dumb bugs!
Hello, Funny Pants? Did you get it? Did it work?
Yeah, they're all gone. Good work, Doc.
My synthesized and pheromones worked! I mean, of course they worked.
What's a pheromone?
Who cares? We're saved!
Hooray!
Man, not many of us left. Hey, where's Jack?
Jack? Jack!
Help! Help, I'm down here!
What are you doing down there in the incinerator?
I was, saving people from the ants.
You're the only one down there.
Yeah, they, refused to be saved.
Jack, you coward!
Okay, haha, Jack's afraid of ants. Now, someone toss me a rope so I can get out of here.
Don't worry, buddy, I'll find you some rope. I just need to crash for a few hours. I'm coming down off those showbiz pills.
Catch you later, Jack.
Seriously, I think I broke my legs in that fall. Guys?
Well, there you have it, dear listener, the Battle of Wastefield 3, finally presented in an accurate form through the miracle of audio dramatization. Through the polished lens of truth, you now know the Hendersonians were not heroes, but simply fortunate buffoons. Buffoons delivered from annihilation by the crutch of unauthorized science. The survivors would go on to celebrate, weave their legend, and congratulate themselves, but in their hearts, I hope they know that the Battle of Wastefield 3 was a loss for Heart Life, a loss of equipment, facility materials, and one of our city's most beloved people mover trains. So the next time you purse your lips to whistle a tribute to Henderson's heroes, give pause and remember the budget, dear listener. Remember the budget.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Our Fair City. This episode does conclude the first half of season 6 of the show. We will be taking our traditional mid-season break over the next few weeks, but don't worry, we'll still have a bunch of new material coming out here on the podcast. Watch here for Blooper Reels, a standalone story from the Archibald Funny Pants Variety Hour, and more. I am so excited to share some of this extra stuff with you folks. I really think you're going to enjoy it. I also want to send a huge thank you out to all of the loyal policies who have been supporting us through Season 6, spreading the word about Our Fair City, downloading the podcast, and donating their hard-earned discretionary credits to support the show. We really could not do this without you all. Thank you so much. With that, we'll be back in 2 weeks with the first blooper reel for Season 6. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.